Welcome to the program from the Human Relations Commission. We told you they have a big breakfast, the annual Harold White breakfast coming up Wednesday. And we did announce the winners last week. We went over those again this morning. But James Johnson Jr. is here and Shalonda Hunt from the Human Relations Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
So what's happening?
Well, we're excited. We got the Harold White breakfast. This is the fifth year of me being on the Human Relations Commission. Mm-hmm. And most people don't know what the Human Relations Commission is, but
you're going to tell us.
Absolutely. We are the pipeline between the citizens of Jackson and local city government. So it's our job, it's our task to link the two, be the ears and the mouths of the community to city council. And every year we put on this Harold White breakfast to pay homage to Mr. White and also give awards people their flowers for the hard work they're doing in our communities.
Yeah, so you're going to honor three individuals.
Yes, we have three awardees this year and three different categories that we're focusing on: diversity, inclusion, and the volunteer category. This year we have Leslie Bowles for diversity, Al Glick for inclusion, and Maria Rubio for volunteer. And we're just really wanting to take some time to acknowledge the work that they've done mm-hmm. and that they're currently doing and that it's really impacting our community.
Well, I'm sure everybody knows Mr. Glick, and of course he died recently. Can you tell us about the other two?
Yes.
They might not be as familiar to them.
Maria Rubio, during COVID, she was instrumental in getting people that weren't documented and people of Hispanic descent fresh food from the United Way. I remember working every Saturday. We'd get two semi-loads of fresh goods, and she would take half a semi-load herself to distribute to the community. She is a pillar of this community, and we're just so excited to give her flowers on this day.
And how about Leslie?
Leslie Bowles, she works for the Baker College. I remember being a little young man and knowing Leslie Bowles. She gave my cousin his first summer job, right?
Yeah.
She's been an excellent volunteer, pouring back the community for decades. And I just remember being a young man and helped my cousin cut grass for her and stuff like that, do little odds and ends. I really appreciate her way back then, and I think it's time now that she get her flowers for the things she does in the community.
Mm-hmm. So, still selling tickets to the breakfast?
Absolutely, yes. So the breakfast is scheduled for this Wednesday, September 27th, 7:30 a.m., early breakfast. Come on out. We are hosting the breakfast this year at the MLK Recreation Center, Martin Luther King Center, mm-hmm. and this is our first year. We're super excited. We're hoping to have a larger crowd at a more centralized location. And, yes, the tickets are $25, and all of the commissioners currently have those in their possession and are willing to sell those if you are interested.
Is James cooking?
I'm glad you brought that up. No, I don't think you want me to cook, but we have some very good BIPOC companies that will be there representing and doing the food. Mm-hmm. Kenny Cakes is doing the catering. Bristow Desserts is doing the desserts. And Levon Occasions is doing the decorating. We actually moved the breakfast from the Cascades Manor to the Martin Luther King Center this year to, one, boost more participation, mm-hmm. and, two, to be able to pay homage to some BIPOC companies that are really doing a good job in the community and trying to get their feet off the ground. So we're really excited to give these folks the opportunity to shine and show the community what they do.
Mm-hmm. So what's the mission of the Human Relations Commission?
The mission of the Human Relations Commission really is to help with the issues that are arising in our community. We deal with some complaints. We work with just the citizen-to-citizen issues. Also, just trying to spearhead some of the issues that are going on in the community. We want to be a advocate for helping resolve some of those issues.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the big issues you might deal with?
We deal with housing complaints, any kind of discrimination complaints. We actually created the NDO. We were instrumental in the NDO process, and also we're instrumental in making the youth council We did that as well. There's a number of projects we did, and we'll be highlighting that during the breakfast. We kind of changed the format of how we usually do the Harold White breakfast.
Yeah.
Instead of having a speaker this year, we're going to go through the history of the HRC, some of the projects and things that we've done over the years since the 50s and 60s up until recent times. Then we're going to go into who is the HRC, all of the different commissioners, and what our role is in the community to explain to the citizens what we do and why we do what we do. Then after that, we'll go on to announce the awardees.
That could be a long...
It sounds long, but we try to keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
It's an hour-long breakfast. You're going to come there. You're going to hear some good information about the Human Relations Commission. You're going to meet some outstanding people of the community, and you're going to eat darn good. The buffet, the menu that Kenny Cakes put on, oh, my gosh. Y'all just wait. You're in for a treat. Please come out.
So how many members of the Human Relations Commission?
We are currently fully staffed right now. So we have 9 commissioners, and mm-hmm. we're super excited because we have 3 vacant ex officio positions. So if anyone is interested in joining the commission, we are excited and looking forward to giving you the opportunity to complete an application and go through the application process. But more than anything, the Human Relations Commission is really wanting to enhance our visibility in the community. We feel that we've been here, we've existed for a long time, but we want to be a little bit more active in helping our citizens navigate the challenges that are occurring within the city of Jackson.
Mm-hmm. What kind of job do you think you're doing?
We're doing an awesome job.
Okay.
We're doing an awesome job because the passion is there. We're making an honest effort, and so much so that we have just recently, was it 2 that was just recently approved and seated?
Yes.
Yes. So we haven't been fully staffed, and that's a celebratory moment for us to have all of the commissioner seats that are not the ex officios that are actually fulfilled right now.
Mm-hmm. So, James, you've been there 5 years. What spurred you on to the...
Well, actually, I just I was in a position where I wanted to give back to the community and just see this community grow. I'm 44 years old, and I'm realizing that I'm the new old people, so it's time for us.
You're a mere child, my friend.
It's time for the younger generation to grab the torch and carry on what the older generation has put in front of us. Luckily, we have a good foundation set from people who've come before us, and I think it's time for us to just grab the reins and run with it. So that's why I want to get involved. I want to serve the community and just give back.
Is Jackson making strides,
Shalonda? Absolutely, yes. I feel confident that we're making strides. We're establishing more partnerships with organizations within the community. And I feel that we have, in essence, taken on like the same mindset of what direction we want to go in. So I do think that some growth has definitely transpired within the city of Jackson, and we're expecting greater things to happen.
So if somebody wants a ticket to the breakfast, can they just show up, or do they need to get one in hand? Or
they can just show up. They can contact us. All of our information is on the website, the City of Jackson Human Relations Commission website.
Mm-hmm.
Contact information is available. But if you know us personally, feel free to reach out, and we will make sure that you have a ticket. But, yes, you can show up, and we'll have some on hand.
Wednesday at
7:30 a.m.
7:30. That's at MLK, and
yes,
that's the new venue this year. Good luck. Thanks for coming out. Congratulations to the award winners.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate your time.
Take care.
Yeah.
Thank you.